Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing everyday life here at Cedarville University. We will explore the awesome moments and also the sorrows. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
All right, I'm here with Ben Konich.
Hello.
He is the sophomore of the group. Ben, how are you?
I'm good. I'm tired, which is a thread.
Good. I think we all are tired to some degree.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So Ben is the only one that I have had a previous relationship with, friendship with, before 1,000 Days. So it's good to have you on. Mm-hmm. Ben, tell me who you are, your major, where you're from, all of that.
All right, so my name is Ben Konich. I am a sophomore strategic communication major. I will make the emphasis because all of you organizational out there, you, anyways. I'm a strategic communication major. I'm easily distracted. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, but I've also grown up as a missionary kid in the Philippines. So,
wow, that's incredible. Now you're here.
Now I'm here in the cornfields.
Okay, doing some math here, after I've done a little math, you are at day 298.
298?
How old do you feel right now?
About 298 days old. Has it really been that long?
Yes.
It actually doesn't feel that long. It feels like I've been here a lot longer.
Okay, so Ben wrote a great journal entry with a lot of details in there, so thank you for writing that. Mm-hmm. You can go read that on our website, resoundradio.com, so you can follow along if you'd like to. Ben, you say, quote, "It's brought back some struggles with insecurity and feelings of inadequacy." So trying to fight those lies from the devil while also trying to learn from my director and the other really talented actors around me has been a struggle. You are referring to being in The Giver. You're the lead, which is insane. Jonas, I know nothing about it. I'm excited to come see it.
Yeah, y'all should go see it despite me freaking out about it. It's going to be really good.
But tell me about these feelings of insecurity and inadequacy. What does that mean? We've both done theater, so I understand to some degree, but help me out here.
First off, is I'm new to this whole thing. One big thing that's been a constant struggle, and I'm so sorry to Professor Stratton, our director, is I struggle with projection. And I didn't realize that probably part of that was because the only other time I've done a play, it was a very different style, and we didn't have to project as much because people were a lot closer to us.
And projection is just the
getting the voice loud but not losing the emotion and the qualities that you need to have in it.
Right.
So that's been kind of funky. Back when I was younger and growing up in the Philippines, I had a very different type of childhood. I didn't have a whole lot of friends my age, my brother, but he went off to college right when I went into high school. So I struggled a lot with insecurity and getting into my own head a lot. It was a thread, and it's something to unpack later on. It's not really important now. But I always had to fight feelings of I'm not XYZ. Like I'm not a sports guy. I'm not a music guy. And so I've always kind of had those thoughts and struggles that God's helped me through. Getting in a play like this, though, being surrounded by so many super awesome, talented people who seem to know a lot more about what they're doing, it's kind of brought in that feeling of, I'm not doing this right. I can't figure this out. The imposter syndrome is coming back.
Even though there is a huge reason why you were chosen to play the lead. Like, you do know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You were cast for that role for a reason.
Here's the funny thing, though, is like, when you get stuck in your own head and when you start believing lies of the enemy, you forget the things that you know are true. The things from God and the things from other people that reassure that. So yeah, I got cast in a show probably because I did something right. But in the moments when my defenses are down and I'm tired, it's been a long day, I come out of that and I'm going, man, I could have done this better. I should have done that better. I'm not good enough. Why can't I get this right? There's still other days where I come out being like, yes, we did that thing, and it's going to be awesome, and you guys should come and see it.
Right.
But then those thoughts still creep in. So it's been a struggle trying to fight that.
Well, it's all going to come together in at least less than 2 weeks, and we're going to see the final product. I'm excited to see it. You also mentioned in your journal entry that you are serving as a Mukapa officer this year. Mukapa is the international org, right?
Yeah, Mukapa is an organization. It's actually nationwide, so it's a Mukapa chapter. Cedarville chapter of Mukapa, sorry. And it's an org for basically missionary kids, international students, military kids, and anyone who's a third culture kid. So grown up in another culture than the one that they're traditionally from.
Okay.
So I get to be their secretary, which is kind of cool.
You mentioned that quote, learning how to navigate previous friendships while trying to build new ones, working on reaching out to freshmen while also feeling like I'm partly losing the bonds that I have with my other friends, and so on. So explain to me this feeling of losing bonds between your friends while you're trying to make new ones because you are an org officer and that's part of your responsibility, but what's the difference here?
I guess part of the feeling is, and it's a new semester, new dynamics, new people, new classes, new schedules. Some people are just entering relationships. Some people are just leaving them. It's a shakeup. And I had a really good group of people last semester. I didn't start that way, but I ended up that way because God is good. And coming in, things have been different. Not necessarily bad different, but different.
Coming in, like coming,
coming
back
in
to
this
Cedarville?
Semester, sorry.
Yeah.
Sophomore years, like things, everything's shaken up again. And I don't know, it's that strange feeling of people that you were super close to and you still know that you are close, but things have changed and you don't talk as much anymore. You don't see them around as much anymore, or they're starting to have shifting priorities. And I know that's the nature of relationships. That's the nature of friendships. They're not always going to be static. They're going to shift and they're going to mold. And that doesn't mean that the bond or the care is any less, but there are definitely times where it feels like I'm losing a little bit the people I care about, or that I'm not as much maybe important to people as I felt like I was previously.
Why do you think that?
There have been a lot of times where, not just me, but me and, you know, some other people feel like the odd one's out all of a sudden. In groups where I felt like I belong, groups where I've had safe spaces. There are not all the time, and certainly not constantly, but there had been moments where it's just suddenly feeling like, oh, I'm suddenly on the corner of this room now. And again, it's a case of trying to analyze, like, what about this is true, and what about this is insecurities or lies or weaknesses that Satan's exploiting. But it's definitely been another struggle to try to figure out, like, when you have these thoughts come in about, man, I suddenly feel really lonely around these people, and I feel like they're not hanging out with me as much. Is that true? Is that not true? Is there truth to it? Is the truth being warped by my perceptions or my fears? That's the gist of it, yeah.
Have you considered that not all of your groups are going to be forever groups?
Yeah, I have. There is one main one that I thought was, and I still do, but that's been one of the ones that's been shifting a little bit. And just, I guess, trying to find where the new place for me will be. Sure. Whether or not it's still in the group, or if it's in the group, if it's different, like where everyone's going to fit in at the start of the semester. Because I'm sure I'm not the only one with these feelings. I'm sure pretty much everybody else in our groups is having the feeling of, oh, I don't know, things are different. Where do I belong? Oh, does this person still care? Does this person still be my friend?
So how do you cope with all of it?
Prayer. A lot of prayer and intentionality. There's times where a friend that I was pretty close with last year, I feel like I've kind of dropped off with, trying to kindle something up, sit down for a coffee, grab a meal, have a good talk. Communication, you know, being my major, it's kind of important. And so many times things that can get in our head and worm in there can be cleared up with a simple conversation. And oftentimes you find out that the other person is probably not as far off from how you've been thinking or feeling as you've thought. So
tell me if I'm putting words in your mouth, but as you are experiencing these changes, you can't take every day for granted.
Oh, yeah.
You have to realize that each day is here for a reason and we need to take advantage of it. Thankfully, God's given us those days and we trust in that.
Yeah.
So with everything you're doing, the lead and the giver, a Mucapa officer, you also mentioned that you're working at Stingers and Tost.
Yeah. On one day, though, it's like the same day.
Okay. But how do you determine how much is too much?
I don't. Well, one of my new friends this semester straight up told me, she's like, you know what? You need to learn how to say no to people. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
That must have hit hard as a comm major, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know what that word means, really. You know, when I come back to my room and there's a bunch of my pals in there playing video games, and it's like, I kind of want to join, but I also have to do homework. But like, I don't want to kick anybody out of my room. I love you guys. What do I do? I need to learn how to say no better. And I'm at a point where I've taken out a lot, maybe a little bit too much, but it's a point where I can keep afloat. And I guess,
is it something you can maintain for a long time, though?
not in a whole long time, but things are going to change. Giver, within 3 weeks, will be over.
Right.
Mukapa officer stuff, the last week, we had a big event. That was crazy. And there's a lot going in that for the weeks leading up to it. But then the next couple weeks, it's going to be a little more tame. My main point is, I think I mentioned this in my journal, is just I want to, God's given me so many opportunities this semester that I had no idea were coming. And I want to be able to steward them well and to serve people well through them. And so there's so many times where it's like, I feel like if I'd say no to this thing, or if I don't do this thing, or I drop this thing, it's going to be a waste of an opportunity God's given me. Which has some truth to it, but also might not always be the case. Because sometimes we have to say no. Sometimes we have to learn that to serve well in the opportunities we have means we can't take any more on for a while. So I'm at a point where I can keep afloat, and I'm okay. But there's been a couple things in the last, like, 2 weeks. Like, some friends from Mukapa were like, hey, let's do a Bible study. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
And I want to, and that hurt to say, because I want to do it. These are awesome guys, and I want to grow that bond, and I want to dive into the Word with them. But, like, I can't add another thing. And learning how to say no is going to be a big theme for me this semester, I think.
And it's not something you learn immediately.
No, it is
not. I can say that from experience. It takes a while.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're in the right mindset. Mm-hmm. You want to steward your opportunities. You're going to trust in God to get yourself through them, and then you have friend groups to rely on. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're in a good position.
Mm-hmm. I've been given a lot, and God has been good through everything. And despite the lack of sleep and the crazy amounts of stress, he's given me energy when I need it. And I've mentioned some doubts about friend groups, but he has given me wonderful people that I love so much and that I know love me. And he's given me what I need when I need it. And so there's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some learning curves, but he hasn't let me down yet.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure he won't ever.
I'm excited to check back in with you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
See where you're at. We'll be right in the middle of Giver, I think.
Should be, yeah.
So it'll be crazy, but
a little bit, but that's going to be some fun stuff to talk about too. So.
Yes. Well, we'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, Josiah.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and the journal entries of our cast. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.